9:49 here at News Radio KMAN, speaking with Assistant Professor of Political Science, Nate Burkhead, this morning. And during our last segment, of course, we were talking about healthcare, and it's in a very tumultuous state in the United States right now, and maybe just a little bit of a calm in the storm right now before a possible new bill would be introduced and they decided to maybe take a stab at actually voting on legislation this time. But as we were talking during the break, Nate, you got to move on when you're a campaign, when you're a platform, when you're president. You have to move on from these things that may have not have gone the way you wanted them to go. And it seems like this week we've seen so far, particularly Monday and yesterday, EPA regulations, President Trump getting ready to sign some executive orders. What sort of political strategy is this, moving on so swiftly, signing executive orders? Because the EPA regulations, rolling back some environmental advocacy, that was a pretty big piece of the Republican platform.
Absolutely, yeah. There's always a trade-off between environmental protection and business growth. And so the Democrats have tended to emphasize environmental protection sort of possibly at the expense of particular business sectors, in particular coal country. And so President Trump campaigned very hard on restoring coal jobs and bringing back some of the jobs to Appalachia in particular. And so this is very much in keeping with sort of this is a mainline Republican position to take, and it's one that he's able to deliver to his constituents. As we discussed, we discussed this a little bit during the break, is that the reason coal jobs are down is partially regulation, but more generally it's because of the fact that natural gas is cheaper and more efficient, and that's not anything that the government is doing. That's the market forces that are driving down our desire for coal. But nonetheless, what President Trump is doing is a very effective messaging strategy, which is to change our focus away from the failed healthcare bill, which was, just on Friday, right, and very recent, but to change that, and now we're focusing on him keeping his campaign promises about the environmental regulations, about coal, and about bringing back jobs, right? And that's territory that's far more comfortable for him, and that's also keeping us from talking about other things that he would prefer us to avoid.
Well, and he's trying to appeal, wouldn't you say, somewhat to the people who voted for him, and that was the people in coal country, the people in very industrialized areas. But as you said, coal country's not coming back. The coal industry is on the decline and is probably going to stay on the decline. And why exactly is that?
The bottom line is that coal is less efficient than natural gas is. Natural gas is cheaper and easier to extract. We're seeing one of the things we've lost sight of is that as coal jobs have declined, and greener energy jobs like solar jobs have increased, and so we're sort of prioritizing the industry from the decades past rather than sort of a progressive look forward.
Well, and I think one thing that's particularly interesting, being in the media myself and looking at social media and looking at the things people share, depending on whichever ideology you subscribe to, there's people on one side of the aisle who look at this as something catastrophic, something that's going to roll back regulations and bring about some sort of catastrophe. And then there's another side that looks at this in dollars and cents, and they think this is going to be great for job growth. In the end, President Trump signing an executive order on environmental regulations, that's not going to accomplish anything immediately, right?
That's correct, yeah. There's a lot of the president's executive orders are just the initiation of a very long process rather than something that has a clear mark sort of before and after. And especially when you're talking about EPA regulations and rulemaking, the federal bureaucracy has established a very, very careful rulemaking process that it has to be deliberately followed. And there's also a lot of various legal actions that are involved in sort of with the current EPA regulations. And so because you've got the rulemaking process coupled with legal proceedings, it's going to be a very slow process. Nothing's going to happen dramatically. It's going to happen sort of eventually. And that also means because it's a long process and it's an uncertain process, we don't know exactly what the outcome will be until we're there, because it's very hard to predict these sorts of things.
Speaking on long processes, the confirmation of Judge Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, this was another huge, huge piece of the Republican platform. What do you picture happening with Gorsuch? Do you think he's going to end up being confirmed to the Supreme Court?
Yes, I think that I think that it's very likely that he will be confirmed to the Supreme Court. I've done my best to keep my betting money in my pocket, and sort of in recent years, ever since the Cubs won the World Series, unlikely events still occur, but I think that Neil Gorsuch has clearly all the support of Republican of the Republican members of the Senate. But he's also he has done a fantastic job of dodging any of the sort of the traps that Democrats have tried to set for him, making it very difficult for Democrats to oppose him as well. And so Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging his colleagues to support a filibuster Neil Gorsuch's hearing, a vote. But at the same time, I'm not sure that the Democrats really have the ammunition that they need to make their supporters happy and really oppose him.
Looks like we have a caller on in focus. Caller, welcome to the show.
Yeah, this health care, what I call sick care, is a really contentious issue. What if your guest there, the professor, does he know the most the healthiest people in the United States, what groups they are? Do you know that, professor?
I'm not a health policy expert, sir, but I imagine that they are young voters.
No. Well, they probably are, but the Mormons and the Amish and people like this, I don't even think they are required to have health care. They take care of themselves because of the way they eat, the way their lifestyle is. And I think the rest of us could learn something from them. I mean, the paradigm is all, it seems like you get rewarded for being sick. And you're not getting rewarded for staying healthy. And that's the problem I've got with this whole thing here. Anyway, I'd like to get your comment on it. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
I think it's a fantastic idea to take your personal health and responsibility on your own and to encourage people to eat their vegetables and go run. Yeah, I think it's a fantastic idea.
Right, and it's a security net because it seems like there are people who are able to utilize these things who very much may need to take advantage of these services, and I think it's just an ideal. Wouldn't you say when it comes down to how the government views healthcare, it's just a matter of ideology, right?
Absolutely. There are two very different views, right? One is that the government has a job to make sure that everybody has an equality of sort of opportunity, and other people who just say that the government just needs to stay out of this and do the least possible. It's just not the government's job. It's sort of other people who are sort of bear responsibility to take care of their neighbors, but not the government's job. Both of them are very well sort of respected sort of across the country. And so what we're seeing here is just the bottom line is a tension between people taking personal responsibility and the government stepping in to assist people who are unable to help themselves.
Now, maybe moving back to take a look at Neil Gorsuch, who's probably going to end up being confirmed to the Supreme Court. What is the difference between Neil Gorsuch and his name eludes me at this point, but who former President Obama had
Merrick
appointed?
Garland. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the differences there are that they both have fantastic records. They both have have very good judicial track records. Merrick Garland was sort of liberal, and Neil Gorsuch is, by all accounts, pretty conservative. So the difference is not in their qualifications. The difference is not in their experience. They're both very experienced judges. They both have been already voted on and confirmed by the Senate before for their lower court positions. The difference is really just in an ideology. Garland is more liberal, and Gorsuch is pretty conservative, and so. When you're looking at the things like challenges to Roe versus Wade or on unions or on right to work legislation, all those sorts of aspects, you could have expected more liberal decisions from Garland, and now you should be able to expect some more conservative decisions from Gorsuch, and that's what's made people like Mike Pence so happy to have Gorsuch in there.
Well, in the Republican Party, they were very successful, obviously, in getting they were very successful in holding out on former President Obama's appointee. Would this be kind of a victory for the Trump administration to be able to get their pick in the Supreme Court?
I would. This is certainly a victory for Republicans. I would give the real credit, so to speak, to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. His strategy of just holding off and just holding off Merrick Garland's hearings was just a really calculated strategy of just saying that, hey, we might be able to get away with one here, and ultimately he did. That gamble really paid off. And then for President Trump to name somebody like Gorsuch, who everybody sort of seems to just understand is just a really competent jurist, really helps to support what Mitch McConnell's strategy sort of led to.
Well, we're coming up on 10 o'clock here at News Radio KMAN. We've been speaking with Associate Professor of Political Science at K-State, Dr. Burkhead. Always a pleasure, Nathan. You've been listening to In Focus here on KMAN.